Phil. Joined here by Robert Height, our funny car champion here at the AAA of Texas NHRA Fall Nationals, driver of the AAA Chevrolet Camaro Nitro Funny Car for John Force Racing. Dramatic victory here for Robert, coming on the heels of a victory in St. Louis where his car expired an engine at the end of the racetrack, made contact with the wall, had to get some medical attention. We can go through all the stats we want, but really this is more, I believe, a kind of a human interest deal here. Talk to me about how bad you wanted to get back in the car and what it means to win this race.
Well, I just remember, a couple things. You know, not getting to celebrate a win in St. Louis, that's kind of a bummer. That just doesn't happen. You know, you're in the hospital and, your team's already back at your trailer trying to, figure out how they're going to get all this fixed and on to the next race. And I remember laying there thinking, collarbone. They said, nope, 8 weeks, okay? And I'm thinking, no, I got the points lead. It's like these opportunities don't just come around. So got back to California, and Tom McKernan, head guy from the auto club, he's like, I'm taking you to see some doctors. And the first doctor said the same thing. Just don't let it heal. Just let it heal. Don't fix it. Well, the next doctor went to USC, and the guy said, you need to fix this, especially in the line of work you're doing. And he says, you'll be back in a couple weeks. And I did everything like he said. Went back late on Thursday before coming here to Dallas. He gave me the clearance. I built an apparatus to keep the belts off of my collarbone. And like he told me, he said, you wouldn't have got the clearance if you didn't have something like that. So got that. And, I'm apprehensive about getting in the car the first couple runs. You don't know what to expect. And especially a brand new race car, okay? We had another car in the trailer. Jimmy didn't really want to run it. He wasn't happy with it. We ran it earlier in the year, so we had to start with a brand new car. There's always gremlins and things that, come with a new car. But this AAA team, they were flawless. And we just got better all weekend as we went. And I promise you, we're going to celebrate tonight because, we're going to make up for the last one. But what's really cool, it's two AAA races in a row. You're winning in front of your sponsors. And that was one of the biggest rounds I've ever raced right there, because J.R. Todd is number two in points. He was 30 behind me going into the final. And had I lost, I'd be 10 ahead, which isn't much. And now we got a 50-point lead. So it was a 40-point swing. And luckily, we get to do it again next week. I'm really not sore. I know the adrenaline and everything is pumping pretty hard, but the hardest thing is getting in and out of this fire suit when it's stuck to you with all the sweat, and you got to contort to get out of it. But this is amazing. I've won here before, but last year was the first year that I got a cowboy hat. So every championship I've won Dallas, and I think we're on our way again.
When you get back among the team, do you talk to them? Do they talk to you? Do you say stuff to them? Like, guys, let's put it behind us, move on.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't about me. This is a big team effort, and we all respect each other. I respect how hard they worked. They didn't really get a weekend off. We had to build everything. Okay, that thing was totally ruined from St. Louis, and I didn't get a weekend off either because I'm on the mend. And we just all respect each other. We know we're working as hard as we can. We're in this together. If I'd have screwed up today, I know they would have forgiven me, but I held my own.
The harness, did you design it with them, or how did it come about?
Well, it's kind of funny. I took a piece that Greg Anderson had built. Simpson had built Greg Anderson when he had his heart surgery. And so I took that, and I measured around my chest and measured me, and we got a mannequin, and we put towels around it and got it to the same size, put the head and neck restraint on it, put this thing from Greg Anderson on, and then built ears off of it, of carbon fiber, that's what it's made of, and to go and, go to the head and neck restraint. And so now the belts come over that. There's room underneath, to protect my collarbone. And we put some of this gel stuff. And the chutes, that's what I was worried about, because, it slams you forward when you hit the chutes. No issues. So probably couldn't have raced without that piece. And, I'll be honest, now it's comfortable. I may never take it off.
How did you get that piece from Anderson?
Simpson sent me one. Yep. So I went. That was one of the first things I did, is thank Greg Anderson for giving me a start.
just the confidence level you have, you really very easily could be standing here talking about three races in a row.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I screwed up in Maple Grove and Redlit in the semis, and we had the best car there. So, yeah, this could have been three in a row, like Torrance. I mean, you see what Steve Torrance is doing out here? Okay, Top Fuel, it looks like it's a cakewalk, the way he's running and just running away with it, but it's not. He is killing it, okay? His team is rising to the occasion, winning close races. 8 wins last year, 8 wins this year. What they're doing is absolutely amazing.
And you're right there. I mean, you, 2 wins, you know, in a row, going into a race that you've had success at, you've won a lot in Charlotte, too.
Exactly. I made a prediction early on, before the countdown, going into the countdown, that I needed to win 3 races and not have any first-round losses. So far, so good. You know, we're halfway through. We've got 2 wins and a semifinal, you know. And but 50 points isn't a big lead over J.R. Todd. That car is strong, running good. He's been in 2 finals. We got to keep pushing. Pomona, points and a half. It's anything can happen. So we got to keep pushing.
Could you just give a quick comment? You mentioned that all your championships you've won here at the Motorplex. Any other special memories of the track here in particular?
Yeah, just, you know, I remember coming here when I was a crew member, and, you know, in its day, this was the Taj Mahal of all facilities of drag racing. And growing up as a kid, I followed Billy Meyer, okay? The 7-Eleven car that he drove, that was amazing. In fact, you know, Billy Meyer kind of reminds me of Steve Torrance, you know? Kid from Texas, out here just doing what he loves, having a good time, you know, telling it like it is, saying how he, you know, what he feels, and look at what he built here, you know. And years later, all concrete racetrack, others are copying it.
A man before his time.
Exactly.
Congratulations.